नारायण नमस्कृत्यम् नरश्चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जय मुदिरये वेदे रामायणश्चैव पुराणे भारतस्तथा आद्योचान्त्य च मध्ये च हरि सर्वत्र गीयते मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुलं गयते गिरिं जत्कृपास्तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरु दिनतारिणे परमानन्द माधव परमानन्द हे माधव पदुगळुचि मकरन्द से मकरन्द पान करि आनन्दे बोल हरि हरि हरिङ्क नामे बन्ध भेला पारि करिबे च काडोळा
चकाडोळा
ए चकाडोळंक पळरे मन मोर निरंतरे
ए चकाडोळंक पळरे मन मोर निरंतरे
मन मो निरन्तरे रहु आ कृष्ण बोली जीव जाओ
मन मो निरन्तरे रहु हा कृष्ण बोली जीव जाओ
हा कृष्ण बोली जाओ जीव मोते उद्धर राधा भव
हा कृष्ण बोली जाओ जीव मोते उद्धर राधा दब
मोते उद्धर राधा दब मोते उद्धर
राधा धब मोते उद्धर राधा धब
धर्म प्रज्ञित कैतवत्र परम निर्मत शरणं सतं वेद्य वस्तमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्र अन्मूलनम श्रीमद भागवते महामुनि कृते किंबा परिदेश्वर सद्य रुद्य वरुद्यते अत्र पृथ्वी शुश्रूषुभि तत्क्षणात् निगम कल्पतरुर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखाद मृतद्रव संयुतं पीबतं भागवतं रसमालयं रुहुरसिका भुवि भावुका अनर्थोपशमं साक्षात् भक्तिजोगं मधुख्यजे लोकस्य जानतु विद्वंश्चक्रे सत्तत संहितं यस्यां वैश्रियमाणायां कृष्णे परमपुरुषे भक्तिरुत्पद्यते पुंस शोकमोहो भयापहा श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणममलं यद्वैष्णवानां प्रियं जस्मिन् पारमहंसमेकममलं ज्ञानं परमगीयते तत्र ज्ञानविरागभक्तिसहितं नैष्कर्ममाविष्कृतं तत्सृणन् सुपठन् विचारेण परो भक्त्या विमुच्ये नरो अर्थयं ब्रह्मसूत्राणां भारतार्थो विनिर्णयो गायत्रीभाष्यरूपसु वेदार्थ परिबृहीत सर्ववेदेतिहासारं सारं सारं समुद्रुतं सर्ववेदान्तसारं हि श्रीमद्भागवतमिष्यति तदरसामृततृप्तस्य नान्यत्र सद्वती क्वचित् कृष्णभक्तिरस सोरो श्रीभागवत कृष्ण पापी रसाशरो
श्री भागवत
ताते वेद शास्त्र होते परम महत
ताते वेद शास्त्र होते परम महत
चारि वेद उपनिषद जत किछु
चारि वेद उपनिषद जत किछु
तार अर्थ लयाभ्यास करिल संचय
तार अर्थ लयाभ्यास करिल संचय
चारि वेद दधि भाग बतन वनित
चारि वेद दधि भाग बतन वनित
मथिलेन सुके खाई लेन परीक्षित
मथिलेन सुके खाई लेन परीक्षित
कृष्ण तुल्य भागवत विभु सर्वाश्रय
कृष्ण तुल्य भागवत विभु सर्वाश्रय
प्रति श्लोके प्रत्यक्षरे नाना अर्थ कय प्रति श्लोके
प्रत्यक्षरे नाना अर्थ कय
भागवत तुलसी ग गाय भक्त जने
भागवत तुलसी ग गाय भक्त जने
चतुर्धा भी ग्रह कृष्ण एही चारि सने
चतुर्धा भी ग्रह कृष्ण एही चारि सने
माया मुग्ध जीवेर नाही कृष्ण स्मृति ज्ञान
माया मुग्ध जीवे नाही कृष्ण स्मृति ज्ञान
जीवे कृपाए कहिल कृष्ण वेद पुराण
जीवे कृपाए कहिल कृष्ण वेद पुराण
जाओ भागवत पढ़ वैष्णवेर स्थाने
जाओ भागवत पढ़ वैष्णवेर स्थाने
एकांत आश्रय कर चैतन्य चरणे
एकांत आश्रय कर चैतन्य चरणे
भागवत जेन मने से जवन सम
भागवत जेन मने से जवन सम
तार शास्त्र अच्छे जन्मे जन्मे प्रभु जम
तार शास्त्र अच्छे जन्मे जन्मे प्रभु
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम ہرے ہرے ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 13 टेस्ट 40 क्वचित् क्षये धरापस्ते तृणपन्ना स्म भस्मस्यु क्वचित् प्रसाद पर्यङ्के कशिपो वा परिच्छया क्वचिच्छये धरापस्ते तृणपर्णस्म भस्मेषु क्वचित् प्रसाद पर्यङ्के कशिपो वा परिच्छया क्वचिच्छये धरापस्ते तृणपर्णस्म भस्मसु क्वचित् प्रसाद पर्यङ्के कशिपो वा परिच्छया पर्यङ्के Kochit sometimes say, I lie down. Dhara upaste, on the surface of the earth. Truna, on grass. Parna, leaves. Asma, stone. Bhasmasu, or a pile of ashes. Kochit, sometimes, prasad, in palaces. Parjanke, on a first class bedstead. Kasipo on a pillow, ba either para of another ichhaya by the wish. Translation: sometimes I lie on the surface of the earth, sometimes on leaves, grass or stone, sometimes on a pile of ashes, or sometimes by the will of others in a place on a first-class bed with pillows. That before two slokas are there, they have no purport, but I read it. 38 and 39. Kochit alpam kochit bhuri bhunjanna sadhu asadhu va kochit bhuri guna peta guna hina muta kochit sraddhaya prahutam kvapi kadachit anmana varjitam bhunje bhuktvatma kasmaschi diva naktam jadurchaya. Sometimes I eat a very small quantity and sometimes a great quantity. Sometimes the food is very palatable and sometimes it is stale. Sometimes prasad is offered with great respect and sometimes food is given neglectfully. Sometimes I eat during the day and sometimes at night. Thus I eat what is easily available. Test 39. Khyamam dukulam majinam chiram balkalam evava basannadapi sannaptam dishtabhuk tushtadhiram. To cover my body, I use whatever is available, whether it be linen, sleek, cotton, bark or deer skin, according to my destiny, and I am fully satisfied and unagitated. Test 40, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lanen Brahman's description indicates different types of births, for one lies down according to one's body. Sometimes one takes birth as an animal and sometimes as a king. When he takes birth as an animal, he must lie down on the ground. And when he takes birth as a king or a very rich man, he is allowed to lie in first class rooms in huge palaces decorated with beds and other furnitures. Such facilities are not available, however, at the sweet will of the living entity. Rather, they are available by the supreme will or by the arrangement of Maya. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hrudeshi arjunam tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra rudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjun, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. The living entity, according to his material desires, receives different types of bodies, which are nothing by machines, nothing but machines offered by material nature according to the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the will of the Supreme, one must take different bodies with different means for lying down. Kochichaye dharapaste trunavarnasma bhasmasu kochit prasada parjanke kosipova parichaya. Sometimes I lie on the surface of the earth, sometimes on leaves, grass or stone, sometimes on a pile of ashes, or sometimes by the will of others in a palace or a first class bed with pillows. So Srimad Bhagavatam is just like a ripened mango. In material world, you see, we just eat that mango. It has covered and it has seed also. After eating the mango, we will throw the seeds and its cover. But Srimad Bhagavatam is just like a mango, which has no seed and no cover. Only mellow. Only mellow. For that reason, it is Srimad Bhagavatam written, Nigama kalpa tarar galitam phalam sukha mukhad amrita drava sanjutam pibatam bhagavatam rasamalayam murhu rasa rasika bhubi bhavuka. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit just came from Nigama kalpa taravrukhya. The all shastras become a tree, and that Bhagavatam is just like a ripened fruit. And Shukadeva Goswami just put his thanta just, and that become very very sweet. You see, Srimad Bhagavatam is written on 12th canto about Srimad Bhagavatam glorification. Nimna gamin jatha ganga devanam achyuta tatha vaishnavanam jatha sambhu shastranam idam tatha. Nimna gami jatha ganga. Ganga, the river, is the best river which is used by Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath in that Ganga river. For that reason, Jamuna river is not glorified, but Ganga, the river, which is used by Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is the personification of Lord Radha and Lord Krishna. And that Ganga river is topmost river. And Devanam Achyuta Tatha, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu, Lord Shiva is the Param Vaishnav. And Shastranam Idam Tatha. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost Shastra, which is written by Lord Sri Vasudev. And Shukadeva Goswami described Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikita Maharaj at the time of death. So Srimad Bhagavatam is very sweet nectar, and it will be here by all day. Nashta prayesu abhadresu nityam, every day we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, not one day or 7 days. In a year, only 7 days. Every day. In every day we are eating and we are passing stool, everything. For that, also we should read Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Nashta prayesu abhadresu, because we have so much kalmasa, just like dirty things in our heart. So, for that reason, we have to hear or we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Nashta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati nashti. Even when we read or when we heard Bhagavatam from a pure soul, then the dirty things will go and we have interested for Lord, Supreme Lord, to just hear about Supreme Lord, and we will get devotion in our service. And so this verses, it is described, Narada Muni told about the fourth social orders of life. Gruhastha Brahmacharya, Gruhastha Banaprastha and Sannyas, and Brahmacharya Ashrama, Gruhastha Ashrama, Banaprastha and Sannyas, and Brahman, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. He is described about a first class Brahmin. What is the characteristics of first class Brahmin? In this occasion, he described about Prahlad Maharaj just met a saint. He is a Brahmin also. That saint is a Brahmin who is lying on the floor and who is very stout and who is very fat. And Prahlad Maharaj asked this saint person, you are lying on the floor and you look like fat. So you are eating so much, or what you are doing? That saint person told to Prahlad Maharaj, I have no taste for eating. Which things comes to my custody, I just took it. That may be palatable or that may be stale. And I just put which things just got by me. So I can put torn dress or nice dress. That is not my interest. So here is that verse is describing that I sometimes lie on the floor, sometimes I lie on the bed, pillow with bed. That is not my interest. Which things I get, I can use these things. So this is the symptom of pure devotee. This is the symptom of pure devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, Lord Kapiladev told to Devahuti, Titikhyava Karunika Sruhuda Sarvadehinam Ajata Satrava Santa Sadhava Samabhusana. A devotee is a tolerant and he is kind to everyone, just like Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord Krishna told in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 29th sloka, Bhaktarang Jagya Tapasa Sarva Lokam Maheswaram Sruhudam Sarva Bhutanam Gyantvamang Santim Ruchati. So that's just like devotee is same character. Titikhyava, Karunika and Sruhuda. He is the friend of all. You see, in the material world, no one is our friend. Our Gurudev told is Bandhu Hina Jagat. No one is our friend. All are enemy. You see, those we just got some benefit from any person, we think that they are our friend, but they are not our friend. They are our enemy. Chanakya Pandit, you know Chanakya Pandit, he told, Utsave Vyasane Chaiva Durbhikya Rashtra Viplave Rajadware Smasane Cha Jatishtati Sabandave. In a marriage festival or in some festival, who is helping us? He is our friend. When some drought, famine came, one helps us, he is our friend. And at the time of court case, one came spontaneously and helped us. We think that he is our friend. And at the time of death, one family members died in the family. And no one came to just help us. At that time, one person came and helped us. And we are thinking that he is the friend. But they are not our friend also. In our spiritual values, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, he is our friend who is helping to get devotional service. How to get devotional service? How we know the activities of Supreme Lord? How to get the service, devotional service of Lord?
Sehi se parama bandhu, sehi pita mata, sehi se parama bandhu, sehi pita mata, Sri Krishna cha rane jai, prema bhakti data. Sri Krishna cha rane jai, prema bhakti data. Sakal janme pita mata, sabe hi paai. Sakal janme pita mata, sabe hi paai. Krishna guru nahi mile, bhajaye hi aai. Krishna guru nahi mile, bhajaye hi aai.
Lord Krishna is our friend and his representative, they are our friend. Because they are trying so much to how we can get Krishna conscious, how we can Krishna conscious. They are trying utmost for us. You see, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told, just opening so many hospitals, so many schools, that is not benefit for a human being. If you can get a human being and get Krishna consciousness, that is the utmost benefit for society. So, for that reason, sei se parama bandhu, sei pita mata, Sri Krishna charana jai, prema bhakti data. In every life, we can get our father and mother. But in a life, when you get a Krishna bhakta and Krishna devotee and a spiritual master and Lord Krishna, that life is your successful. So for that reason, is the devotee who is beneficial for all beings, not only for human beings. In our society, you see, there is a, just like proverb, that service to mankind is service to God. They are telling like that. Service to mankind is service to God. Just to serve mankind only. That dogs and hen and all insects and bees, they have no life. We can kill them and we can eat them. Is that a kalyan or is that a beneficial for society? And they are calling that Daridra Narayana Seva. Daridra Narayana means who are poor person, we can help them. So only poor person we can help. Not rich person, not dog, not cat, not any other animals, we cannot help them. So that is just like a vague argument. Prabhupada Maharaj told that we have to help all beings. Stabara jangama dekhe nadeketar murti sarvatra hayatar ishta devaspurti. Jomang pasyati sarvatra sarvangcha mai pasyati tasyahang na pranasyami sachame na pranasyat. A devotee saw Supreme Personality of Godhead in everyone's heart. But he does not hate anyone. He saw everyone's heart, the Supreme Personality is there. So he likes everyone. He is not envious to anybody. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita chapter 12, it is written about the devotee. Advaishta sarvabhutanam maitram karanam evacha nirmama nirahankara sama dukha sukhakyama santushtam satata yogi jatatma drudanischaya mai arpita manabuddhi jo madbhakta same priya. One who is not envious but is kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself the proprietor and is free from false ego, who is equal with both happiness and distress, here is the saint. Who is tolerant, always satisfied, self controlled and engaged in devotional service with determination, his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me, Lord Krishna told. A pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstance, nor is he envious or of anyone. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we see the character of Chitraketu. When Chitraketu cursed by Lord Parvati Devi, you see Chitraketu was giving a comment about Lord Shiva. This Lord Shiva is such a topmost demigod, but he kept Parvati Devi on his left. What is this? And he laughed. Parvati Devi called Chitraketu and cursed him. And Chitraketu, he just took the curse as a benediction. He told to Parvati Devi, so I will be a demon, but I will not forget you and Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva told to Parvati Devi that, you see, what is the character of a devotee? A devotee is tolerant. And Shivaji told, Narayana parasarve na kutaschana vibhyati sargapavarga narakesu api tulyartha darsina. A devotee of Lord Narayana, Lord Krishna, na kutaschana vibhyati, he is not fearing anyone. If he will put in hell or heaven, it is not different for him. He is quite equipped with all spheres. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in that connection, is just singing one song, a very nice song. Prabhu Tava Pada Juge Mora Nivedana Prabhu Tava Pada Juge Mora Nivedana Nahi Magi Deha Sukha Nahi Magi Deha Sukha Vidyadhana Jana Vidyadhana Jana Prabhu Tava Pada Juge Mora Nivedana Prabhu Tava Pada Juge Mora Nivedana Nahi Magi Swarga Ara Mokhya Nahi Magi Nahi Magi Swarga Ara Mokhya Nahi Magi Na kari prathana kon vibhuti ra lagi Na kari prathana kon vibhuti ra lagi Prabhu tava pada juge mora nivedana Prabhu tava pada juge mora nivedana Nija guna karma dose je janma pa Nija karma dose je janma
জন্মে জন্মে যেন তব নাম গুণ গায়, জন্মে
জন্মে যেন তব নাম গুণ গায়,
প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
এই মাত্র আশা মম তোমার চরণে,
এই মাত্র আশা মম তোমার চরণে,
অহে তু কি ভক্তি হৃদে জাগে অনুচরণে,
অহে তু কি ভক্তি হৃদে জাগে অনুচরণে,
প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
বিষয় যে প্রীতি এবে আছে আমার,
বিষয় যে প্রীতি আছে আমার,
সেই মত প্রীতি হোক চরণে তোমার,
সেই মত প্রীতি হোক চরণে তোমার,
প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
সম্পদে বিপদে থাকুক সমভাবে,
সম্পদে বিপদে থাকুক সমভাবে,
দিনে দিন বুদ্ধি হোক নামের প্রভাবে,
দিনে দিনে বৃদ্ধি হোক নামের প্রভাবে,
প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
পশু পক্ষী হয়ে থাকি স্বর্গে বাণী রয়ে,
পশু পাখী হয়ে থাকি স্বর্গে বাণী রয়ে,
তব ভক্তি প্রভু ভক্তি বিনোদ হৃদয়ে,
তব ভক্তি প্রভু ভক্তি
বিনোদ হৃদয়ে, প্রভু তব পদ যুগে মোর নিবেদন,
তব পদ যুগে নিবেদন,
ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর হি জাস্ট ডিসক্রাইবড হাউ এ পিওর ডিভোটি, হি ডজ নট ওয়ান্ট এনিথিং. A pure devotee is never disturbed in any circumstances. So it is better to suffer than to protest. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 8th sloka, it is stated that Tattanukampa susamikhyamano bhunjana evatma krutavipaka. Whenever a devotee is in distress or has fallen in difficulty, he thinks that it is the Lord's mercy upon him. He thinks, thanks to my past deeds, I should suffer for far greater than I am suffering now. So it is mercy by the Supreme Lord that I am not getting all punishment I am due. I am just getting little by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is always calm, quiet and patient. Despite many distressful conditions, a devotee is always kind to everyone, even to his enemy. A devotee has no enemy. Ajata Satru. Ajata Satrava Santa Sadhava Samabhusana. A devotee has no enemy. But you see, in material world, so many enemies are just came to just fight with the devotee. And devotee thought that he is not my enemy. My past deeds, I have done some mistake with him just last birth. For that reason he is came as my enemy. And he is praying to Lord that please give mercy to him. Just like Krishna, Jesus Christ was crucified. At that time what he told? They did not know what they are doing. And Haridas Thakur, when the officers of Nawab, Hussain Saha, they are just beaten in 22 market. What Haridas told? Khanda khanda hoi jadi pindu jaye pran tathapi tundu na chadibi harina. In every sphere, in the devotional service is always beneficial for us. There is no danger at all. Jena ken upayana mana krishna nivasayat. Who is a devotee, he is always serving Supreme Lord, he is getting mercy. And who is the enemy of a Supreme Lord, he has also get benefit. You see, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni described Yudhishthira Maharaj, when Shishupala was killed by Sudarshan Chakra of Supreme Personality of Godhead, at that time effulgent rays came from Shishupala and mixed with the Lord Krishna. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, as an astonished, he asked how Shishupala's life came to the Supreme Lord and how he mixed his life mixed with Supreme Lord. And Narada Muni told, Gope Kamyad Bhayat Kanso Dvesat Chadidayan Rupa Sammandad Brusni Snehad Juyam Bhaktyad Bayang Vibho. Narada Muni told, you see, in any circumstances you are just attached with the Lord Supreme Lord, you will get mercy from the Supreme Lord. Gope Kamyad, the gopis, they are just attached to the Supreme Lord. When they heard the flute of Supreme Lord, they came from their house and just danced with Supreme Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. Bhayat Kansa feared when he heard that the eighth son of Devaki will kill me. So he feared and he got the mercy of Krishna. And Desad, you see, the Shishupala is chastising Krishna so many times. When he saw Krishna and when he heard about Krishna, he is chastising so many times. But he got the mercy. Desat Chatidayan Rupa Sammandad Brishni. Krishna appeared in Jadava Vansa, Jadava family. And after Krishna, he took all Jadava family because they demanded that we are the family of Lord Krishna and we are also Lord. And we are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see, after Purushottam Dham, Puri Dham, when Indradumna just built the temple and he went to Lord Brahma, at that time one king came, he told that I built the Puri Dham, Jagannath temple. But Indradumna built. For that reason, Gala Madhav, that king's name is Madhav, but he told lie. For that reason he was told as Gala Madhav. So Krishna thought that Jadava Vansa, they will be demanded that we are the Uttaradhikaris and we are also Supreme Lord. For that reason he took Jadava Vansa. And Snehad Juyam, And you see the Pandava, they are just attached to Supreme Lord. They loved Supreme Lord. And when at time of danger, they just prayed to Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord came and helped them. Some snehad juyam, and we are devotee, Narada Muni told. And we are the devotee, and we also get mercy. That is the Supreme Personality God had mercy. So, in that context, 10th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam chant, 10th canto, 14th chapter and 8th sloka, it is written, Tattanu kampasu samikhyamano bhunjane vatma kruta vipakat hrudu bhagavapubhir vidadan namaste jivetaso mukti pade daya bhag. Brahma prayed. When Brahma just took the cow and calves from Vrindavan, and he did not recognize he is the Supreme Personality of God. He is a so small child. He is taking the remnants of the Gopal Balak. How he is Supreme Personality of God? And he took the cows and calf and also Gopal boys. But Krishna just he knew that Brahma just played with me. And he just from his heart he so much cows and calves they came. And Brahma become muhyaman. Brahma become puzzled and he prayed. Just like you see, he prayed this word, my dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reaction of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his clam. You see, when some danger situation come, that devotee think that it is my past misdeeds, and he tolerate all these things, and he is the legitimate son of a ideal father. He is the legitimate son because he just accept the danger situation, dangerous situation. For that contest, one sloka is there in chant, canto 10, 16 chapter, 34 slokas. The wife of Kaliya, Nag, they also told to Supreme Personality of Godhead, when Lord Krishna was dancing in the hoods of Lord Kaliya, Kaliya's wife, they told to Lord Krishna, what you have done here is actually mercy for us, since the punishment you give the wicked certainly drives away all their contamination. Indeed, because the conditioned souls, our husband is so sinful that he has assumed the body of a serpent. Your anger toward him is obviously to be understood as your mercy. You see, your anger is our mercy. You see that we are just celebrating Damodar Vrata, Nalakubera Manigriva. The curse of Narad Muni, and it is a benediction to them. And they got the touch of Lord Krishna. In any circumstances, the devotee get mercy. You see, one sloka is there in Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1. Tvekta swadharmam charanam buja hare bhajanam apokatha patato tato jadi jatra koba bhadram bhuda amusya king koba artha apto bhajatam swadharmata. Chapter first canto, chapter 5, text 17. Narada Muni told to Vyasadev, on one who has forsaken his material occupation to engage in devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. Three examples are there. Bharata Maharaj. Bharata Maharaj left his kingdom and he came to the forest to just penetrate the Lord, Supreme Lord. And he was attached with a deer. At the time of death, he just remembered deer and he died. And the last birth, just he got the body of a deer. And he knew that I was a king, but I was attached with that deer, for that reason I got a deer body. That thing has not diminished. Neha vikramanasasti pratyabhaya na vidyate solpamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. There is no danger at all. Prabhupada Maharaj on that occasion he spoke that you see the Westerner devotees, the Westerner boys and girls, they are born in a such a country. They have some misdeeds before. Past deeds, they have done some misdeeds. And they are born in that past Western countries. But you see, they are now devotees. When they mixed with me and when they attached with me, and I just taught this about the Hari name and devotional service, they are now devotees. What is the danger? And what is the inconvenience? And Bharat Maharaj, you see, after deer, he got Jada Bharat. He got the Brahmin. He got a life, just Jada Bharat. And he gave advice to Raja Rohugan, King Rohugan. You see, so much examples are there. And Ajamila. The life of Ajamila. You see, Ajamila did so much bad works. And he has done theft and he misused his energy and he drinking wine, everything he has done, so much misdeeds. But at the time of death, he just called the name of his son name is Narayan. Just one name, Narayana, for Vishnuduta came and protected from that Jamadut. You see. And when Jamaduta just came to Jamaraj and they just pleaded to Jamaraj, why we did not get Ajamila life? Jamaraj told, Jivan Bhakti Bhagavan Namadheyam Chetana Smarati Tata Charanaravindam Krishnena Namanti Jatsiraya Kadapi Tan Anayuddham Asat Krutva Vishnu Krutvan. Those who got the tongue but not chanting the name of Lord, those who are not bowed down in the front of the deity, and those who are not keeping Lord in their heart, you should bring them to us. Ajamila is chanting the name of Lord and he is the Lord of everyone. He is the Supreme Lord. So how you got him? Yeah, how we can keep him? So that is the thing. So you see, a devotee and also non-devotee, they are also getting mercy. But that does not mean that we will not devotee. We will be not devotee. So non-devotee, they will get also mercy. But the devotee is get supreme, so samaham sarvabhute, so the Supreme Personality of God told them, samaham sarvabhute, I am equal to everyone. No me dosyasti na priya, I am not partial to anybody. But bhajantu jaimang bhaktya, those who are chanting, those who are doing devotional service, mai te tu su chapyaham, I am just I just give mercy to them. The father has two sons. One is a wicked person and other is a devotee. Or other is a good person. Father has mercy with both the sons. That he does not want that the wicked person will be die or like that. He has also mercy on them. First he tried at his utmost to be a good son. But when he was not be a good, then punishment will give him.
ଜୀବର ଭୌମିକ ଦୋଷ ଦଣ୍ଡ ପ୍ରତିକାର ଦେନ୍ ପନିଶମେଣ୍ଟ ଜନ୍ମ ମୃତ୍ୟୁ ଜରା ବ୍ୟାଧି ଦୁଃଖ ଦୋଷ ଅନୁଦର୍ଶନ ଦ୍ୟାଟ ଇଜ୍ ଅଲସୋ ବେଣ୍ଡିକ୍ସନ୍ ଟୁ ଅସ୍ ୱି ସୁଡ୍ ଥିଙ୍କ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ବଟ୍ ଏ ନନ୍ ଡିବୋଟି ଇଜ୍ ଥିଙ୍କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ହ୍ୱାଇ ଗଡ୍ ହେଜ୍ ଗିଭିନ୍ ସଚ୍ ପନିଶମେଣ୍ଟ ହ୍ୱାଇ ୱି ଆର୍ ଗେଟିଂ ବିକଜ୍ ୱି ହାଭ୍ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ବଡିଲି କନ୍ସିୟସ୍ନେସ୍ ୟୁ ଦ ଡିବୋଟି ହେଜ୍ ନୋ ବଡିଲି କନ୍ସିୟସ୍ ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ହି Everything came to his life that he got, he thought that it is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. In every sphere, he is equiposed. That is the character of a devotee. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki, Jai Srila Gurudev ki, Samaveta Gauru Bhakta Vrinda ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Itai Gaur Pramanandi.